Do you remember when the Paris meme was that, oh, it's like the best executor counter for gym battling? We still had to do like the 10 Pokemon gym.
Paris and not Parasect?
Not just Paris. Yeah, Parasect was the best executor counter because it had X Scissor and Bug Bite.
Good old Gen 1 back in the day.
I don't miss those days at all, my dude.
Back when Parasect was good.
Parasect, the god of gym conquering. Ooh.
Yeah, and like Executor was the only common gym defender back in the day, really.
Yeah. Next to, and then you never really saw Dragonite. Ooh, Lotad.
Well, yeah, back, like, you know, back in the day, Dragonite was kind of difficult to get because Dratinis were actually rare.
And they didn't have Dratini nests. Or they did for like the first week?
They did actually, yeah. No, if you lived along the water, they did have a Dratini nest sort of for the first
like week or so.
Week or something. Yeah. I know, because KC got a bunch of Dratinis.
The dream, my guy.
And then plus that bug where all the Pokemon with high numbers had high IVs as well.
That's how I got most of my really good EVs.
Really?
Yeah, because EV's like way down there. So
yeah, I guess I did have a bunch of really good EVs from the first few weeks.
Because I even now I look at it, it's like, oh, 2016. Ooh, yeah. 93%. Holy moly.
Right, right.
Even though it's a Flareon.
Is there an echo in here? Echo!
You're listening to Level 5 Radio, a New York City Pokemon Go podcast.
Hello and welcome to Level 5 Radio. My name's Joey.
And I'm Adele.
And I'm Pete.
And I'm not Reversal.
What? Hello.
Hey, Joe.
Guess what happened since we last spoke?
You went on a trip. I caught a bunch of EVs. You caught a bunch of EVs. Registeel still sucks.
Episode over. That's pretty much it.
Yep. All right. Have a good one, everyone.
I should play the outro music there. That would be fun.
That would be good.
No. So right before I went to Texas, I purposely spent a couple days going real hard, and I hit level 40.
Oh, he finally did it. He has no reason to play this game anymore.
Actually, that is one thing I wanted to speak about at length.
At like, length?
Well, just as one of our topics.
Okay.
You know?
Hopefully not.
Relative length.
Not as long length like last time.
Not that long. No. life after 40 is pretty interesting. There's a lot of things you don't care about anymore.
Is it like real life when you hit 40? You're just like, wow.
You just kind of want to...
You have your midlife crisis. Are you having like your mid Pokemon Go crisis kind of thing?
Only
40,
like,
what do I do?
It's the end game. It's weird.
I'm not going to go anywhere.
You don't care about having lucky eggs.
Nope.
You don't care about keeping stuff to evolve. I mean, I'm not going out of my way. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
Especially with the state of Pokemon inventory right now.
Yeah.
I'm transferring basically everything that's not like good that I want to keep or whatever, you know, or not trade far.
Okay.
I'm transferring things like all my Whismur and Pidgeys that I would normally keep to evolve.
Well, okay, yeah. See, that makes sense.
Theoretically, I'm not like losing anything out of doing that. I'm just saving the candy for later. So I'll be able to use it. It's just that I'm not going to use it right now.
For what, though?
If they ever increase the level cap.
Okay.
I'll have a ton of candy waiting to be used to evolve stuff.
What if they never actually do increase the level cap?
I mean, I'm probably going to play the game a lot less.
Just do your dailies, send some gifts out, bring them in, call it done.
I mean, I guess that's kind of what I'm doing most days anyway, but I'm actually happy about that because one of the most boring things I've been doing in the game is managing my inventory and evolving stuff.
Okay.
And that's kind of my main source of XP besides like raids and now friends, I guess.
Can't believe you hit 40 before we got to best friends.
Yeah, right.
Only Ultra friends.
We probably have like about a month and a half left for that.
God, it takes so long.
It really does take quite a long time. It's interesting. I think, honestly, that's one of the... I didn't think I would hit 40 as early as I did, but I think one of the things that really bumped me up really fast is those Ultra friend bonuses.
Oh, yeah.
50,000 XP a pop.
Yeah.
And I probably have like, I don't know, maybe like between 5 and 10 already.
I think I'm about there too, yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Too bad you didn't pop a lucky egg for those.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. Because, like, it doesn't really tell... It does?
Uh-huh.
It doesn't really tell you when... like, you can't tell... You can't really time that very easily. I don't know.
There's, like, a weird... You really got to look into it sort of deal. Yeah. But if you time it just right...
Yeah, yeah. If you got lucky. Okay. No pun intended. So, yeah. I'm level 40 now. I don't know. Not much else to say beyond that. Any...
What a cool guy.
You got lots of items at level 40. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, what do you get?
Actually, so I have my item inventory maxed out at 2,000 right now, and like it brought me up to like, I don't know, like 2,100.
Jesus.
So I had to delete so many or trash so many items to get my inventory.
Does it
back
still
to
give
a
you
state
revives?
Where I could actually spin Pokestops. I think it does. I think it gives you max revives. Because I have a ton of max potions and a ton of max revives right now. I need to go take down some gyms like right now,
dude. I've actually started just trashing
over 250 my God, of both of those items.
I've started trashing down to 30 of each.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I do so many raids. Well,
that's the thing, yeah. So if you're doing raids, you never really need this stuff. Yeah, that's true.
And then, like, if you get a revive, it's like...
I should probably start trashing these things. But it's just, you know, max revives are that rare enough where I feel like I should hold on
to
them.
No, you think they're rare enough. But
yeah.
The game is just like, you want a max revive? Here's 12.
Yeah, that's why I have so many, because I actually never use these. I should bring it back down to like 100 of each tops.
They're good for these rush raid days, like where the birds and all that.
This is
they're
true.
Good
yeah,
for that,
yeah.
Because it's like max for, okay, we're good, let's go.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like you are getting items for all those raids anyway, so it's like saves you maybe a few seconds at a time. But
it's worth it. Yeah, and your phone's about to explode from the heat.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. All right, so level 40, you are getting pretty close.
Yeah, I'm 3.1 in out of 5, which is really nice. I'm about to 3.2.
Okay, so yeah, maybe you know, by the time we finish up the next legendary bird day.
Oh, easily. Like I was telling you earlier, it's either going to be right before then or during. So
yeah, yeah.
According to the thing where you input your start time and your current experience, it'll take me another 4 months, and I'm just laughing.
That's that's based on the rate when we got a lot less XP for doing things.
Yeah, because it's like, you make 20,000 a day, and I'm thinking, okay, maybe, but I do a raid, okay, that's 20,000 there. I get an ultra friend, that's 50,000.
Yeah, yeah.
My boss, according to his, though, he will never. It just said never.
Really?
He's level 27, 28, and he started day one.
Wow.
Because he put it down for, like, that amount of time. He picked it up when I started working with him. So, the fact that the site just said, you will reach level 40, never.
Like, after you're dead.
Oh, man. Ouch.
Yep. I traveled to Texas.
Yeah.
It was just for a work conference. Nothing too interesting.
Did you do the thing in Texas?
Do the thing.
The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas.
Oh, Jesus.
I guess not. Damn.
No.
You missed out.
So one little small Pokemon Go related tidbit from my trip.
Okay.
So there was a little kid traveling with his mother who was actually at the work conference. And of course, over his shoulder, he was like playing Go.
Okay.
And I was like... Hey, what's up, dude? You play that too?
Scaring these children. Here we go.
And it was funny because like we did some trading. He had like, I don't know, like 1,000 Stardust, so we couldn't trade anything special. Aww. Unfortunately, I wanted to give him a Torkoal or something interesting, but I couldn't. But he did. His name was Thor. It's kind of cool.
Whoa!
Yeah,
like his actual name.
His actual first name was Thor. And so he traded me an Alolan Exeggutor, and I nicknamed it Exeggutor.
That's lame but cute at the same time. Oh my God.
I forget. I traded him a couple different things, but one of them was a Granbull from the same conference I went to last year, which was in Phoenix.
Oh, okay. So a little bit of distance there.
Yeah.
That's
a little
good.
Bit of distance. And like, I think I was his first friend on the game. So,
aww.
Yeah.
How old was this kid? 10?
Oh, I don't. Yeah. Like pretty young, like probably less than 10 even.
Could have been your child.
Could have been my child.
That's the weird thing. We're getting there, Joe.
I'm old.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much it for me. Any updates from you? Anything interesting?
Trying to think, not really. It's just been a pretty basic week. Do a couple of raids here. I'm so burnt out on Registeel. I'm not going hard at like Regice or Regice, but that's okay. Registeel ends in 3 days. Thank God. Then we get Regirock.
Also bad. None of the Regis are good. I was actually looking forward to them because I thought we would get like a good steel type finally. But I
guess they're not. All defensive is the problem. Like Regirock has the highest attack of them, but he's pure rock.
Yeah.
I guess for the Moltres day, that's really good actually, because he'll resist everything Moltres does minus Solar Beam.
Right, right.
So there's that. Other than that, no, not really. It's been a very slow 2 weeks. It's just been Ultra Friends, spinning stops. Every now and again, do a raid, look for good Pokemon.
It felt slow to me, too. I don't know. I'm glad I was traveling, and that took up some of my time. But
I bet.
But, yeah, no, the game has been... we had just so much going on in the early part of the summer that this feels
July really was quiet. Just nothing. Then August hit, and you just hit that wall again.
And, of course, the the rumor that we spoke about last time never came true, unfortunately. Although, I have some theories about that.
Yes.
I'll put on my tinfoil hat. This is my tinfoil hat theory.
And I have some things to back up this theory this time.
Really? My theory is that that event is kind of going on.
Yes.
But it was never announced. Not every part of it, obviously. We don't have new evolution items. We don't have Gen 4.
No.
But I've noticed a lot more evolved Pokemon in the wild lately. Yes. So.
Gen 1 through 3.
Yes.
Like today, I caught Crobat. Golbat, Hariyama, a Shelgon, stuff like that just starting to pop up around me, and it's
different. Right. It's interesting because like the first like couple months of Pokemon Go it was out, like there was a fair amount of.
I also ran into four Ivysaur today.
Second and third stage evolutions, an Ivysaur, yeah.
Four of them.
Wow. Okay. I mean, Ivysaur is one that I see fairly often, but I found a wild Corellia today. That was interesting.
What was it?
A wild Corellia.
Corellia.
Yeah. Corellia?
Corellia?
Corellia? It's not Corellia.
It's K-I-R-L-I-A.
Oh, yeah. No, there's no third I in there.
Like Corellia.
Corellia.
This is Star Kirlia. Wars? The Corellia Cruiser over
it's
here.
The Corellian Corvette. Anyways. I also, in Texas, I caught a wild Victory Bell.
Oh, nice. Those aren't great, but that's kind of cool.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's nothing special, but still.
I caught a Hitmonchan.
I caught a wild Wigglytuff like a couple weeks ago.
Okay. Oh, there was I'd say I saw a Pidgeot today too, but who gives a crap about Pidgeot?
Yeah, I know. So more than usual. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Although
I also ran into a wild Machamp.
Another thing, actually,
recently, which was pretty cool.
Really, Machamp. That's cool.
It was only like 800 CP? It was really low.
Another thing, and you tell me if you've seen this too.
What you got?
I've been getting more evolution items just by spinning Pokestops.
Yes. Yeah, I've been getting them from presents too.
Oh, yeah.
Which is doubly annoying.
Not that I'll ever need them ever again, because I have like 7 of each of them, and I keep tossing them out to get down to 7.
Ugh, yeah, 7. I keep 2 of each, man.
Yeah.
Because... most of them are like,
yeah, like I don't know. Again, I'm a hoarder, so I keep stuff around than I
left. We'll probably get a lot of evolution items for Gen 4 because, like, you need a Dawnstone for Gallade. By the way, go out and do those Corellia raids as much as you can. Try to get a male with good IVs.
That's how you get Gallade. That candy, too.
Yeah, you can get the Gallade.
I'd been walking my Ralts actually.
I've had nothing but female Ralts and Corellias. It's really annoying.
Really? I haven't really checked, but the two Corellias I got. Curly as I got today, we're both females.
Yeah. Also, if you have a person doing the raid, you can ask them, "Hey, what's the gender of the Curlia?" It'll roll over to you too.
So we did actually get a few emails since we last spoke, and one of them has to do with exactly what we were just speaking about. So,
oh my god,
let me see if I could find it.
Is it from our boy?
It's from our boy Papa Rafa.
Oh my god, it's him.
Hey, I just wanted to report something I noticed this week. So today I received a King's Rock from a gift, and I got a Sunstone from a Pokestop. That was not a streak bonus. I know there's been a discussion of Niantic will do a Gen 4 evolutions, whether more of these special stones will be added to the game in order to evolve, say, Murkrow, Magmar, Electabuzz, etc. Wondering if you guys have experienced this this week, and if you believe these will be transferable for Gen 4 evolutions. So... Unfortunately, I don't think many of these are relevant for Gen 4 Pokemon, right?
I'm trying to think. Not really. Like, wait. I'm
if anything, the elemental stones, which we don't have in the game.
Yeah, well, even then, no, yeah. Like, because most of those, most of the Gen 4 stuff requires either knowing a move, like Ancient Power.
Right.
A Dusk Stone, a Dawn Stone, which is Miss Magius and Gallade.
Then you have the location-based ones. Location like stuff, Leafeon, Glaceon. Yeah.
And, yeah, not really anything else.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
So, thank you for emailing us, by the way.
Oh, yes, Papa Rafa, thank you very much,
He's our, he's both of our friends in the game.
I try to make sure to send him a gift each day.
Yeah, same. Yeah, so if you want to email us, mail at
level5radio.com. Oh, my God.
all right. So what else we got?
Before we move on, though, yeah. I'm really afraid, though, if they introduce all those items. Dude, how big is the item capacity going to be? And I feel that they should give us space.
They should give us at least...
Just give us a free 50. Extra 50. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. I'm starting to get annoyed with inventory management in this game. Like, one feature request I have is a box system. I'm so tired of how the inventory system works.
Oh, no, I agree. I would...
Let me dump all this crap that I'll never touch again into a box, because I don't need it in my immediate inventory.
You could put it as like, here's my trophies. Okay, you put your shinies in there.
Shiny box. Could you imagine?
Regional box. 100 box.
Like, we're at the point... Mm-hmm. Like, they've... The Pokemon Company figured this out in Gen 1, that a box system. It just makes sense.
Well, so you don't good, but...
have just a blob of a giant list of Pokemon.
And it wouldn't clog you up so much. Oh, my God. Have a competitive box. Could you imagine?
Yeah. Yeah. Instead of all this crazy nicknaming that everyone's doing, it's just like, it's, you know.
What's sad is...
Square peg in a round hole.
You're struggling with full capacity.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't keep as many as you do, I'm sure, but like I stick around 850, so...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I'm self-admittedly a hoarder of sorts, but but here's the thing. They keep giving us more incentives to keep on, to like hold on to Pokemon.
I guess.
So you have this trading system that came out, and lo and behold, Pokemon from 2016 are relevant, you know?
After you threw them all out.
Well, after you threw them all out. I have a bunch from 2016.
Of course I threw them all out.
See, I didn't. I mean, it's mostly like above 80% where I came from
didn't have anything worth keeping.
But still, like,
you want a bunch of Weedles?
Oh, come on. I'm sure there was more than Weedles. But anyways,
anyways,
there was a handful of things to hold on to. And now I'm every single time I transfer stuff, I'm like questioning, should I hold on to this? Wait, is this? Oh, it's from 2016. All right, forget it. I'm not transferring this.
Well, I mean,
And then now you have an incentive to also hold on to stuff from long distances, from your trips.
Yes.
Which, you know, I was doing anyway, but mostly just this is the stuff that's above 80% that IVs that I have for my trips.
Right.
You know, it's not that I was specifically holding on to stuff from Japan except for, you know, the obvious, like some far-fetched. Yeah, and then, yeah, we all know how that ended. So I went back to all of my... 2016 Pokemon, picked out stuff that I won't need necessarily, and nicknamed it 2016 and 2017, if a Q1, whatever, if it's early enough from 2017. And then I also went back and made a little naming convention for stuff that's like from long distances. So I have like a little, the yen symbol that I put in front of the name to signify that it's from a specific location. And then I actually nickname it either the country or state or wherever it's from.
Yeah.
So, so they keep giving us more incentives to hold on to the stuff, and they have not increased the inventory. And it's really killing me at this point, because after GoFest, I was at a point where like there was literally nothing I could transfer to make any more space.
Ooh.
Because I'm holding on to, I want to trade with you guys. So,
hold on to every Torkoal.
You know, you got my special trade today. You're benefiting from my hoarding.
Question mark?
I should have just transferred all of them that I didn't need.
I have kept all of my unknown. Okay.
Yeah.
So a lot of unknown.
It's a lot of unknown, but I better have more after GoFest. Because all the ones you got were like wild from when the map was still working, right?
Yeah, but after your GoFest, I still only needed 6.
Well, I'm saying, like, I probably have 60 of them, but all the same letters.
I don't know.
So I'm holding on to all of them because
I got a lot of garbage.
Whatever. Yeah. So maybe you have a bunch too, but my point is, I'm holding on to a ton of those. I'm holding on to a ton of Torkoals. And a bunch of other, you know, trade fodder.
Garbage.
So I'm surprised that they would give us all these incentives and then not increase the inventory.
And then wait.
Like they said they would.
They also tantalize you with event Pokemon.
Yeah, forget event Pokemon. Jesus.
Dude, I threw out 87 Pikachus. Just threw them
I'm
in the grinder.
I'm surprised you were holding that many.
I just didn't. No. It's just not that I was holding.
They make it a pain to transfer them.
That's what it is. Yeah. I just did not want to go through each and every. I kept six. Three males, three females. I'm playing Noah's Ark. I literally just kept a couple, like a handful of the event Pikachus. I'm like, okay, if anyone wants these, I got all of them.
That's one of the places I made some room as well. I had to get rid of a bunch of also above 80% Larvitars from Community Day.
Ah, yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
Did you get rid of the Larvitars?
I mean, I have like a ton left, but I had even more than a ton.
Fair enough.
So I'm starting to get tired of that stuff. Yeah. I don't know.
Hey, I got an idea, Niantic. You know how you can't mass transfer your event Pokemon?
Yeah.
You have to go through each one. What if you could mass transfer, but instead of it being like just one click, it's two clicks? It's like, oh, are you sure? Yes. Okay. Are you sure? Yeah, you know.
Why not just highlight the Pokemon in a different color so you could see that it's an event Pokemon or something, you know?
Anything visual there.
I get it with shinies. I get it with, like, these event Pokemon are not special at all. They're not rare.
You don't like everyone having the same damn Pikachu? Bruh.
It just has a hat. Like, it's super common. Everyone
I can't wait for the next hat Pikachu. Are you excited for another Santa Pikachu?
No, not at all. I'm interested for Delibird to come back, though. I mean, not that I care about catching anymore.
Delibird, really?
That you get more Stardust for it, at least. But no. I'm just curious. It's interesting that it's a Pokemon that is probably going to be around once a year. I was just thinking about that the other day.
I mean, I spotted
them in my inventory. I'm like, huh, they really haven't spawned at all since that day.
I don't think I have any left. I think I actually threw them all out.
Really? Yeah.
The hell with them.
I'm the type of guy who keeps around one of just about all the species, like at least one, but certain stuff I haven't been caring about lately, like, you know, Weedles and stuff.
We need to make sure that the next special trade we do, I give you one of those shiny Zapdos.
Yeah, sure.
I'd like to off one on you, because
I'm
holding.
Actually, no, we should really do that before this event is over. That would help, unless we want to wait till we're best friends, which is about the same, I think.
Oh, God, is it really? Is it going to take us another month?
Yeah. I don't know. We don't have to wait. Honestly, as I had mentioned before, I don't really care too much about those shinies. I honestly don't care about shinies that aren't, like, actually different looking that much.
Screw you! The shiny Zapdos has an orange beak!
Oh, jeez. Yeah, no. I'm not excited about these birds at all.
Hey, Moltres is, like, pink.
It's hardly noticeable.
It's pink! No, from orange! It is super noticeable.
I just want an all-green shiny team so I could play with that.
Scizor, Espeon, Jolteon, Muk.
Is it? Oh,
it is green.
Yeah, really interesting.
And then two crap mons. I don't care.
Maybe one day.
Beedrill.
All right. Let's talk about Community Day. We just got back.
Excuse me.
Community Weekend, if you will.
Oh, my God. Probably the way it should be done.
Yeah. I mean, debatable. I don't know if I want to be walking for 6 hours like once a month. Like, I mean, the exercise is good. Don't get me wrong. It's just a lot. It's a big time investment more than anything else.
Yeah. I mean, it was nice not being stressed over one day because those Eevees were kind of hard to find, actually.
Yes and no.
I got a nice hand. I got about 20, I'd say. But yeah, it's over 6 hours.
So shiny check for the week. I got 22 during the.
I don't know how many I got.
Did you get any other shinies during the last couple weeks? Yeah, me neither.
It's been dead, man.
Yeah.
Feels really bad.
It kind of stinks. I don't know.
I've been getting some nice lucky Pokemon from trades, but nothing.
Yeah. Have you been doing any of these research tasks?
A ton of them.
Yeah.
A ton. Like,
no
shinies
from those, huh?
None of those yet. Like, I do at least 5 Mareep a day easily.
Hmm. But you're getting a shiny Mareep, though?
They're so common.
You're not evolving your Meowths?
Dude, Meowths are hard to find. Oddly enough. And it's not the evolved one. Well, no, it is the evolved one. And then the catch one's the bad one. I don't know.
Yeah.
I cannot find that research task often enough.
So, yeah, I mean, there was a good amount of spawns. I mean, 11 per day, that's actually pretty good numbers for me. That's one of the higher community day totals for me, I think.
Even more than the Squirtle one?
Well, Squirtle's a little different because there was so many, you know, ways to get shinies. Yeah. But,
Squirtle.
I think I probably have about the same number of Squirtle, though. Okay. Shiny Squirtle, I'm not sure.
I gotta throw out a lot of those sunglass Squirtles. I just don't want them anymore.
Yeah, that's another place where I made room in my inventory, was getting rid of some of those.
There's at least a good 30 or 40 there.
Really?
Yikes. Yeah. Yeah, I was busy.
It'd be nice to have at least like 6 so you could have a Squirtle squad team. Like, that's another thing I want to do with Eevee. I want to have a ghost Eevee team.
Ugh.
Name it my pet cemetery.
But Last Resort sucks.
My pet cemetery theme.
God.
Team.
Just fill up a gem with nothing but Eevees now.
Yeah, these shiny Eevees look like little ghosts. It's kind of cool.
They look like crap. All
I
of
actually
them.
Like shiny Eevee better than most of the shiny Eeveelutions.
Well, yeah.
Because you have like...
Jolteon's pea green.
Pea green, crap purple.
Uh-huh. What else?
For
Flareon is just like...
Flareon's boring too. It's like...
He's faded.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
The only cool shiny Eeveelution is Umbreon with the sort of like blue accent.
Yes. When,
what is it normally?
Like yellow. Yellow.
Yeah. And then you have
ooh, Espeon.
Espeon looks crazy.
Baby.
Looks like Slimer.
No, it's baby food peas, you see. It's a very stark contrast. Like, oh, look at that nice purple. Now look at this.
Yeah, really. It's like nuclear.
Last Resort is bad. Don't keep it, people.
So I went both days to Bryant Park.
Okay. I went to my local Lincoln Terrace and then Bryant with you.
Okay. Yeah, no, the first day was super busy and it started raining a little bit towards the end of the day. No weather boosts throughout the day. Mm-hmm. Luckily, it wasn't like pouring like it was in the morning. It was really bad in the morning.
It said flash flood, and
I was on the subway, even it was like coming down really heavily.
Oh Jesus!
And then luckily, it cleared up by the time I got off the train.
Okay.
And then, you know, it drizzled a little bit later on. I carried an umbrella with me, so it wasn't a big deal. I was also wearing some boots and stuff. So.
See, I was having flashbacks to the Dratini day, and I was just never again.
No,
never. I'm not that desperate for these damn Pokemon. God, that was awful.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I don't blame you, but like, I don't know. I don't mind. Some of my best moments playing this game, I realized lately, are playing it in a place where it's very, like, normally very populated,
okay.
But it's empty because it's raining. So I've had some, like, nice experiences, like, for example, walking along the Hudson River Park, just playing by myself and, like, you know, normally there's people like droves of people like running along there. And I was just like standing there in the rain with an umbrella playing by myself. It's kind of a nice experience. It's a fun memory.
When you're writing the book.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if I could write a book about that, but.
Hang on, I'm doing math.
Oh.
13. 14. Yeah. So I'm about I got 19 shinies.
Okay. Cool. So, I mean, the good thing about this double day event is that we have more than enough to get one of each. But of course, I think I evolved probably 8 of them with the random sort of stuff. And I got only Vaporeons and Jolteons.
I got a Flareon for you. Don't worry. I got 2 Flareons.
Well, now I have a bunch more that I could try. So we'll see if I could get them.
I got at least 2 of each. And then I tried last night to get my Umbreon. And a friendly reminder, everyone, if you're going to get Umbreon Espeon, walk 10 kilometers with your Eevees per evolution.
Right. And keep it as your buddy when you evolve.
I took it off the buddy, evolved it, and became a Jolteon.
Yep.
I was like, nah.
PSA.
Not like this.
So for my second day, I went back to Bryant Park and Adele joined me.
Yes, finally.
And the nice thing about today was that we had some weather boosted EVs for
okay.
At least, what was it, for 2 hours or 1 hour?
2 hours.
2 hours, yeah. So
it's okay.
It turned to cloudy a little bit later or something like that.
Yeah.
Oddly, with the rain animation in the game, even though it was cloudy. I don't know why that happened.
It drizzled a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, it did for a little bit, but then it got clear, actually.
Yeah, and funny. Really hot.
So we got 2 hours of weather boost, and that's when I got most of my shinies. So luckily I did get like a handful, still none of them above 80%, but I got way more at about 80, you know, between 50 and 80%, and a lot higher level as well. So I'll do less powering up.
I think I only got like 4 or 5 above 80. But I, in the last hour of today, Joe was like, I'm not seeing your shinies. And just every other one for me was like, yeah,
you got most of yours in that last hour. That's interesting. So unfortunately, they weren't weather boosted, but.
Yeah, they're all trophies for me, dude.
Yeah, exactly. Again, so with the, another reason that we need increased inventory is like the more I'm never going to throw out a shiny, probably.
I'll do it. You know?
Have you?
Yes.
Which one have you thrown out?
It was a Larvitar.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. I had just three, but still.
Okay.
Again, I kept one because it had Smackdown and it was a good IV. That's it.
I mean, okay. At this point in the game...
The other's just chilling out right now, but they need to go.
At this point, one of the things that appeal to me the most is having stuff to trade in the game. Like, actually making somebody's day and giving them something they don't have, you know?
Okay.
So that's why I keep all this stuff around. Make it easy to do that, Niantic.
Do you want to trade? We should... did you get a good... do you have any spare Community Day Charizards?
Spare. I don't know about spare, but we'll...
Did you get any good ones you want to keep?
I mean, Charizard's just not good, but I do want to keep them. I don't know, maybe. We'll see.
You want to trade that for Shiny Zapdos, maybe?
Why? What do you...
Want to try and get a lucky, good Blast Burn.
Okay. Blast Burn, oh, I see. Yeah, let's see. Maybe I have something. We'll see.
Because I got, like, really good Charizards, just not with Blast Burn.
Gotcha.
Sucks.
Let's see here.
Oh, and I threw out a bunch of Squirtles. I just don't care.
Yeah, I mean, I threw out a bunch too. Like I had
I threw out shiny Squirtles. I just don't care.
Oh, you should throw out shinies. Yeah, I had to reduce down because I kept like, well, basically what I do after every community day is I keep everything for at least a little while that's above 80%.
Okay.
You know, I transfer everything else just to get rid of it, and then I keep everything that's 80% and then figure out exactly. The problem is, like, with iOS, it's, like, so slow to check your IVs with PokeGenie.
Android Master Race.
I should get a cheap Android phone just to use that app.
I got a spare J6 at home if you want that.
Really?
Yeah. Just load up Pogo and be like, all right, check.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It just takes forever.
Oh, it really does.
And,
Whereas I was showing Joe today with PokeGenie on Android, it's like, okay, watch this. I click this button, and then when she talks, it checks it off and gives me more accurate.
Right, right.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, whereas in iOS, you have to take a screenshot, you have to import the screenshot, you have to go look at your appraisal, you have to manually enter the appraisal.
Oh, my God.
It's a nightmare.
Is it just because you don't have a way to cast your screen? Is that what it is?
I think so. It's a matter of, you know, Apple opening up, like...
Yeah, you don't have an overlay.
The ability to do that for... Yeah, there's no way to, like, put an app... floating inside of another app like that.
Yeah, ours just uses the screencast feature, like if you went to a Chromecast or something.
Right, interesting. So, yeah, no way to do that on iOS. And it's kind of annoying. Suck. However, I will throw this out there, a little pro tip for all you high IV hunters.
What you got for me?
I know this is something that was new to you. It was new to me as of GoFest. I saw somebody doing this. But there's a way to... create a long search string in the search bar for Pokemon. And basically, people have compiled lists of all of the CP values for every level for high IV Pokemon. So, like, all right. So, for example, for Community Day, I copied this paste from for Eevee, which, and I think I copied the version that had 100% IV CPs. 98% IV CPs and maybe 96 or whatever it is the next one down.
Right.
So basically, you use the feature in iOS. I'm sure there's an equivalent on Android. It's like a keyboard sort of shortcut. It's a replacement text. So let's say you say OMW, it'll replace it with "On my way." You know, that's how they intended for it to be used. But I put !! Eevee. Mm-hmm. And the replacement text is this long search string with all these CPs. So on the fly, when I'm inside that search bar, I type !! Eevee, and it replaces the text with this big search string, and it shows me all Eevees with the possible high IV CP values.
Oh.
Go check out the Silph Road. That's where I found my search string.
Okay.
And it made it way easier to just very quickly check and see if anything I had was exceptionally high IVs. I don't think I got anything above 95.
But you know it's bad when when your version-specific thing has to rely on manipulating the code of the actual Pokemon to find, to filter through more quickly.
It's not manipulating code necessarily. It's just like they give us the ability to do this searching. Like they just, it's just, you know, you have to do some work to actually create a search string. This I didn't know you could string together searches like that. I think it's comma separated or something.
Something like that.
So that's kind of cool. Yeah, and I didn't know you could even search by specific CP values too. That's another kind of odd,
I've
interesting
never really
thing.
Had
that,
to,
yeah, so, exactly. Yeah. There was no reason to really. So, anyways, go to Silph Road, the subreddit Silph Road, and that's where I found mine. I'm sure there's other resources that have these available as well. But
yes.
Pro tip. Side note.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really annoyed that it seems like during these sorts of special events, like GoFest, for example.
Yes.
And community days.
Mm-hmm.
The IV values on these Pokemon seem to be dismal.
Oh, yeah. No, I love
like,
seeing that.
If there was an equal...
No good.
There's an equal chance of getting every single like IV point, basically. You should have one in five that are above 80%, right?
At least.
And I feel like the only reason I got a few that are above 80 is the weather boost. Like, if it wasn't for the weather boost today...
Oh no! You
I would have gotten
nothing.
Practically none that were above 80. It's just, it's really sad.
Remember that one I showed
like,
you?
I have it's 22 like shinies. Zeros. 22 shinies. Zero of them are above 80. It should be a 1 in 5 chance to get above 80. And so the other thing I noticed was that when we had that Farfetch'd event in the U.S.
Yes.
None of the ones I caught that way were above 80.
No, they all sucked. I agree.
Same thing at GoFest.
The Torkoals?
All the Torkoals were low IVs, except there was one that you get as part of a quest.
Oh, good.
So you get to capture, you know, same as like a research reward. So it was low level, mm-hmm. but it was high IVs.
So I agree with you completely on that, but now I'm going to use that as a segue to something.
Yeah.
Involving research. So when you bring up a research Pokemon, is it supposed to have a, you know, it has no chance to run away sort of deal? You just kind of go at it?
Yeah, they don't run. So I always, always, always use pineapple berries.
I had one run.
What?
I had a ghastly run from me.
How'd you manage that?
I think.
No.
I think.
It's not possible.
It is possible because I saw it. I think what happened was when I was catching it, the internet stopped. And so the game registered in some way to make the quest end, and I did not catch a ghastly.
That's weird. I don't know. Bugs
I was
aside,
not, I was like,
it's
oh,
not
good.
Supposed to happen.
There go my three great throws in a row. Nicely done.
Yeah. How are you doing on Stardust nowadays after this event?
It's okay.
Yeah.
I think I'm idling around 200. I'm still a dustlet.
Oh, really?
200,000,
okay.
Yeah.
I think I have like 1.5 million after this community day.
I've been going bonkers on my research Pokemon. Because... I got a really good Zapdos. Okay, that's cool from raids. But then I also got a really, like, almost perfect one from research. So I pumped him.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of Stardust.
Yeah, sure.
The Raikou I showed you is 96%. I want to buff him. But that's 15. You know, that's a lot of Stardust.
Yeah, true.
So I'm using mine more to, unfortunately, power my stuff up. It hurts because I want that 1.5 million. I want, like, millions of Stardust.
Yeah. It's all waiting to be traded away.
I'm glad that our trades aren't worth anything. It's nice.
Yeah.
Speaking of trading.
Oh, yeah. We did some trading today.
Yes.
That was cool. What did we get? What did I trade you? I forget.
Lucky Yanma.
Oh, yeah. You wanted a Yanma. I traded you a Yanma, and you traded me a Geodude, a Nalolan Geodude.
Yes, which came out worse.
Still below 80%.
Yeah. The Yanma was only 76, but he had, like, perfect attack. So,
yeah.
Yan Mega's not exactly known for his amazing bulk, so this is fine.
You got your question mark unknown for me, though. That's probably the most exciting thing we traded.
Yes. And the Swinub, which also had really good attack and stamina.
Yeah, mine did not have anything good.
Sorry.
So, I guess it makes up for you trading me a Blissey last time.
Yay! Slowly but surely.
Now I have two Blisseys. I did power it up.
But, there is one thing I remembered that I kind of... am happy about and regret at the same time. So I was out getting lunch on Friday.
Yeah.
And I just playing Pokemon Go. My boss is with me. We're playing together, all that stuff. Waiting at the truck for our lunch. Dude walks up. Are you guys playing Pokemon Go? And I'm like, yeah, what's up? You want to be friends and trade and all that? I'm like, yo. Just walked up and like, this is what it's about, you know?
That's so cool.
Me and Josh are friends now. Unfortunately, I forgot to bring business cards, so I couldn't advertise Level 5 Radio properly.
Oh.
Oops.
Yeah, we should probably make more of those.
Yeah, probably. But that's okay.
Also, we should probably create that Discord, because I think at least one person's interested in...
Oh, my boy Papa Roth.
Yeah.
He'll come.
Speaking of which, we had a few more, I think, listeners at us over the past week or so.
I noticed that, too. I'm up to 25 friends now?
I have, I'm starting to get to the point where I have more friends than I do, than I have slots to accept gifts, basically. So, I think, 20 per day or so? 20 per day. Yeah. I've been hitting my limit over the past couple days.
Why is it only 20 per day? Ooh, at Niantic thought it
kind of stinks.
You know what's a good idea? You can have like 200 friends.
You should be able to accept the gifts, maybe not get items from them, but like whatever. Mm-hmm. Just accept the gifts.
But you can only open 20.
What? Yeah. Why? So who do we have here?
Let's see. Shall we scroll through?
Oh, I added a friend who's in Korea right now, so I've been getting a lot of Korean eggs. And also, one of our listeners is in Guam.
Yes.
Did you notice that?
Yeah, I did. But whom? So I got Professor Panda.
CJ Mize 88. He's in Guam. He or she.
Yes, there he is, CJ Mize. I'm already almost ultra friends.
Yeah, I'm...
We're getting in there.
We're great. We have full great friends now. We're almost at ultra.
Poppy Gino.
Poppy Gino is a new one. Mm-hmm. I do Kale, I think, is one of our listeners.
Do you have Professor Panda Bear?
Yep, Professor Panda Bear as well. I was wondering about that one.
Professional
actually.
Panda Bear here.
I need to set the nickname. I've been nicknaming everybody L5R, who we've determined is one of our listeners. So it helps me identify them later. I'm very thankful for this nickname feature.
Oh yeah,
that's what I was really itching for, because there was a guy who I met once at GoFest and I would never remember who he was if I didn't rename him.
Whomst.
Oh, I didn't meet one of my internet friends who I added on here in Texas. He's from there, so shout out to you. He doesn't listen to her.
You got God of Chew?
Yes, God of Chew as well is one of our new listeners.
There you go.
I think that's about everyone.
Yeah.
Cool. Shout outs to you, people.
Welcome.
By the way, if you are new to our show and have not added us yet, we changed our friend code. So
now you got to listen to each episode.
Right. And so we'll probably be doing that every episode now. So if you wanted to add us, you have to listen to the most current episode to do that. So my trainer code, this is Joey, 12585282761.
And for trainer Adele, that's 6064704892333.
And I'm usually pretty good about opening gifts and stuff, but now that I'm hitting my limit, I can't guarantee that I'll do it every day now.
I mean, I sit on three stops. I got you, people. Don't worry.
I have plenty of gifts to give away. That's not the problem. The problem is
I'm cooler than Joe. I'll make sure you get your gifts.
I do try to actually, even if I can't accept a gift, I do try to send one every day. So.
Okay.
I'm still not, Trainer Tips level 200 friends like out the wazoo.
Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
Wonder who he keeps as his probably just the YouTubers, I assume he keeps his permanents.
Yeah, exactly. All right. New topic. Bug report for the week.
Yes.
There was a big have you tried this bug out yet?
Which
there was a
one?
Big bug introduced with this latest update a few days ago.
Okay.
And if you basically if you encounter a Pokemon, it a berry and then run, it's supposed to crash your game.
Oh, I've not done that. I know about the berry being stuck on the last Pokemon
No. That's...
But I've never heard about this.
All right, let's try this right now. I think they fixed that bug, so it shows you the right berry now. So I'm going to run. Oh, that worked. Interesting.
Okay, hang on. All right, feed it, right? And then run.
Oh, okay, now then you have to... you have to re-encounter it. Okay, so look, blue screen of death. Yep. And we just confirmed it's on Android and iOS.
Woohoo! Wait, mine's still loading. Okay. Wait.
Whoa!
Wait, watch my top.
Oh, you can still spin the map. I'm in the map. Yeah, I'm in the map too. Okay. You could spin it and see the sky. We can see the overworld at the top.
Okay, good. Okay.
Anyway, so that crashes the game. Really bad timing for Community Day because I'm sure people accidentally did that. Luckily, I don't really run from encounters all that often, so
that's pretty
that bad. But because of this, Niantic, I think most likely because of this anyway, they've extended the deadline to accept all of your quest rewards that you've saved up.
Oh boy.
I personally didn't stock up any quest rewards. I don't know why anyone really would, but
I mean, I do it if I know my week's going to be busy. I don't really have time to do quests. I'll get 3 days out of the way.
Well, although, so, okay. I guess, I'm not sure if you could do that. You could,
I can never go back to that whisper.
People, you know, people were doing this with their quest rewards too, and they could never go back to the quest rewards.
No! Yeah,
until they fix it, I'm sure.
Oh no, that's terrible. Yeah. That whisper's off limits.
Right. So they extended the deadline to accept your quest rewards at least. So, yeah, that's the fun bug of the week.
Dude, that sucks. Wow.
Currently, right now, there's the trading event going on. Actually, that's one of the reasons we should probably get some trades out of the way sooner than later, our shinies. That ends, by the way, August 19th, which I believe is that a Thursday? Or no, sorry, no, that's
later. Sunday.
That's Sunday. Okay.
Today's the 12th, yeah.
And oddly enough, that event ends at 9 p.m. Pacific time.
Yes.
It's
the August 18th.
It's 8 p.m. What are you looking at?
I got my countdown. This is a site that does all the countdowns for you.
That's cool and all, but I just looked at the news, the in-game news, and it said August 19th.
Are you sure?
9 p.m.
At 8 p.m.?
Pacific. 9 p.m. Pacific.
9 p.m.
Anyways,
Pacific.
One of those is correct. Maybe
we'll find out in 5 days.
So it's kind of, it's kind of nice that they're.
Oh wait, 5 days. That's 6 days. So I guess that makes sense.
Anyways, it doesn't matter. I don't really care. I don't do a lot of trading, really.
Yeah,
but I do want to trade you guys all the stuff that I have in my inventory.
He
so
wants to give you the Torkoals. I'll give you unknowns and Mr. Mimes.
We should really. I don't know. We're starting to gain some traction. Finally, maybe we should organize like a proper meetup.
A little tiny meetup. Maybe. Oh, meet us at the cafe on Friday.
Next episode, how about we? No,
that would kill them.
Next episode, why don't we come up with something? Sure. We'll announce it there. During this event, you earn more candy per trade, and also you get bonus experience points if it's a new Pokemon for your Pokédex three times.
Yes,
and it costs less Stardust, I believe.
All trades, including special, will cost 25% less. So that's why it's been really cheap for us.
Yeah. And we're already like ultra friends. Yes. So yeah, that helps as well.
You earn more candy, negative 6, plus keep an eye out when you encounter Pokemon not currently in your Pokedex, as you'll receive triple XP when you gain a new entry.
Yep. Just said that.
Shut up. What else is on the countdown for now? Evolution, 19 hours from when we're recording this.
Oh, yeah. We just had a nest migration the other day, and Brooklyn went from being a. A Sunkern nest to a Paras nest.
I don't call them nests. I call them infestations.
Really are infestations.
When everything ships, there's just one group that comes in and infests the entire area.
It's so weird. Like, I got off the plane from Texas, and I rode the train home, and like I kept my Go Plus on, and I probably had like 20 Paras by the time I got to my apartment.
Dude, those are the best Pokemon. They counter execute.
What the heck? Yeah, that's right. Flashbacks.
Oh my god.
It was nice a couple times where the Pokemon that we got was actually meta relevant. Like,
yes,
Machop. I have lots of Machop candy.
Ghastly was pretty cool.
Ghastly was good especially for those people who are.
Treecko was all right.
Treecko was all right, but the problem with Treecko is it has such a low catch rate.
Yeah, but there were so many.
But anyways, yes, I like the idea of naming that an infestation rather than a nest, because it's really all of Brooklyn and Queens, is it? I don't remember.
I haven't gone into Queens recently.
I don't remember Queens, but like definitely Brooklyn is like infested with Paras right now.
I'm not sure what Manhattan is yet. I'll find out tomorrow, though.
It's funny how strikingly obvious it is which Pokemon it is.
Ooh, yeah.
But it's not as obvious in Manhattan. I'm not sure.
Well, it's because it's so varied. There's so much crap. What if it's Zigzagoon? Oh, my God, no.
A few months ago, I thought it was
It could. I saw a lot, or it could be Aaron.
There was a lot of Aaron today. Yeah, a lot.
I was like, oh, cool.
I wasn't sure if it was just the park though.
Possible shiny? No.
There was a lot of possible shinies in the park today. There was Swablu's,
Aaron's, Eevee's.
I even saw one or two. Snubbles.
Yes, yeah. I saw a couple of those too. Those were nice. And Duskull.
Duskull as well. Yeah, there's, you know, not a lot, but a couple.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Next up, the biggest news probably in the past couple weeks, Spinda was released.
Yeah.
As a research quest.
Ooh. Yeah. In a very rare research quest, too.
Like, yeah, I went around walking for like several days and like did not find any of these. And then finally one day, the day actually I hit level 40, I basically didn't want to hit level 40 in Texas. So what I did was I went out the day before I was leaving and just like grinded the entire day. I was like, go plusing everything and the transfer. And you know, the strategy leading up to level 40 for me was pretty much do a raid, set off a lucky egg, do a raid, and then evolve stuff while I'm on my walk to the next raid.
Yes.
So I've been, you know, kind of grinding that way. And also, again, the friend bonuses helped out a lot with that. So I ended up getting 2 Spinda quests that day. Wow. I haven't seen another one yet.
Hmm.
I don't know. I do like the idea of them releasing a new Pokemon this way. It was kind of cool. It was something new. It was like, I don't know. It was rare, but it made it rewarding to find. It's not all 4 billion
of its variants. I don't care.
Yeah, yeah. It's apparently only one of them is available so far.
Yes.
Even though there's only...
There's eight slots.
Is it 8 slots?
But only one available.
I thought it was more than 8. Nope. But anyways, there's not a billion variants like there is in the...
Thank God.
Games. Imagine. I'm going to collect them all. Niantic, I need more inventory.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I'm not too happy with them. I like the idea of finding a new Pokemon through a quest and all that. That's cool, but... That quest needs to be a little bit more available.
Yeah.
More so than the ones I see a lot of. What is it? Make 3 Great Throw. Can I get you Ghastly? The one that gets you Mareep. The one that gets you Execute. The one... Like, all the little... A ton of berry ones. I don't know, man. I know that they're supposed to be harder to get. It's a new Pokemon. I want more of the Houndour ones. It'd be nice to see a Chansey one. I don't even think those exist.
Yeah. No, I did get a Chansey one the other day, the Hatch 5X, but I accidentally deleted it. Yeah.
Why?
I was so mad.
Ooh.
I did finally get one of the dragon ones, like catch a dragon type Pokemon, but when am I even going to see a dragon type?
I told you this. You got to do an Executor raid.
I don't want to do an Executor raid. 6 Parasect team.
Dude, that would tear it apart. It's still weak to bug.
What level is the Executor raid?
Like, is it 20? 20?
Yeah. No. What level is in, like, raid level?
Oh,
like
it's...
2 or 3? 3. Yeah, maybe borderline soloable for me. I mean, I don't power just things
bring
up
a bunch of Parasect.
Lot, but we'll see. Anyways,
so maybe Solar Beam, maybe I'll quad resist it.
But now that I don't care about the XP so much for raids.
Anyways. No, that one's a pain. I did get my Dratini off of that, but it's still like, eh.
Yeah.
Eh. It's not good.
Yeah. Oh, so the Raikou that you got was from this most recent research?
Level 15, 96%.
Nice.
Wow. I regret that I unfortunately, you know, I did the full Snorlax when I should have held off for a day.
Yeah.
And gotten 5 Raikous this month because this is an extra long month.
Right.
Whoops.
Raikou is definitely...
Yo, who beat up my Salamence already?
Not me.
Damn it.
You know who I haven't seen in a while? Rival Rosa. I have not seen her in my gym lately.
Wow.
Just another PSA. Registeel is leaving gyms this Thursday, August 16th, probably at 4 p.m.
Got, yep, 4 p.m.
Eastern time. So go get your last get your Registeel while you can. People are already over this.
Dude, they were over it after the first day. Registeel slept. Like I said, Regirock has the highest attack.
Yeah.
It's going to be nice for fire raids, all that crap, but it's still pure rock.
Yeah.
And hopefully it has good moves.
Yeah.
Also, Safari Zone in 16 days.
Oh, the Yokosuka event is coming up already. Yeah.
So if you're going to that, good luck.
So just over 2 weeks. Cool.
That seems like it's taking forever to get here. Like,
yeah, because the Dortmund event and GoFest seems so close. But I don't know. Yeah, this is like
August 29th. Like August is just dragging, dude.
Yeah, and it also actually goes into September because it lasts to like
September 3rd.
It's like 5 days or something. Yeah.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. Yeah, I don't know if the pass gets you into multiple days for that event.
I would hope so. That would be something if they're like, oh, did you buy a new pass?
Well, yeah.
What do you mean?
Oh, it's a free event, though. Pretty sure.
But you don't get the cool Pokemon unless you go get the pass.
Right. You need to get a pass. Like, it was a random lottery.
Yes, for passes. Which is kind of extra bull, but, you know. I don't know. Japan.
You know, it's interesting. I think it seems like Niantic is doing three different events on purpose to try to see which one works out the best, which format.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I mentioned this before. That's kind of my theory about why these events are so
different.
Can we
mark up that Dortmund was a failure?
Yeah, I would say that. GoFest was a success.
Yeah. By the way, it's a pee gym.
Oh, wow. Somebody peed on my gym. All right, we're going to have to go take that over later.
Let me catch this Wishmer first.
One last thing that I had on my list is something that you brought up to me earlier and that I saw online this past week.
What you got?
Mega Evolutions are coming to Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee.
Yes. Oh, boy.
What does this imply for Pokemon Go?
I hope it doesn't imply anything.
I hope so, too. I really could do without Mega Evolutions. Like,
more Megas, more power.
Yeah. What was the other thing they, Oh, yeah, the Z moves. I could do without those as well.
Z moves are dumb, dude. Let's not talk about those.
Those don't exist. Sleep them under the rug.
Really?
Yeah, no, honestly, I hope they don't do either of those in Pokemon Go.
Well, I'm a yes and no for that, because Mega Evolution does help a lot of really crappy Pokemon.
That's true.
But at the same time...
But fix the battle system before... Like, if they fix the battle system, I might change my mind. But with this battle system, don't even bother, honestly.
The problem, though, is that certain Mega Evolutions are very over-centralizing. Like, if Mega Lucario comes out, that's just going to destroy everything. It doesn't matter.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it have a really high attack?
It's really strong.
Okay.
It's like 140 attack.
Okay.
It's really strong. Mega Tyranitar is also really strong.
Really?
Yeah. Mega Mawile is also very strong.
Mega Tyranitar. Tyranitar is already like one of the best meta Pokemon.
And then, I don't know, Mega Evolution won't raise its HP, but it'll, like, its attack does not need to go any higher.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
So I guess I'm not surprised it's coming to these games.
No.
Because it's just another mechanic that they added.
That being said, they made it very simplified for children. So instead of you holding a stone, now you just simply select which... And Charizard shows you can select between X and Y now on a whim.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
That's stupid. you remember that balance thing? Nah. This is a game for kids, and kids are dumb.
Honestly, Pokemon Go is literally the only video game I play nowadays, so... I'm kind of okay with it being a little bit more dumbed down.
I mean, it's a super casual mobile game. What do you expect?
But that's the thing. It's like 90% of this game for me is the actually moving around and like the exercise.
Yeah, it's just an exercise.
It's not a good game. Like if it were a game that you could play in your apartment, no one would actually play it.
No. Look at you, spoofers.
Yeah, it would be the worst Pokemon game ever.
Yes. Well, I mean, it is the worst Pokemon game ever. It's the best exercise app ever, though.
Yeah, it is.
That being said, I've actually put down a little bit, dude. My shirts are starting to feel a little loose.
Yeah, yeah. Nice.
Feels good.
Do you want to see my graph?
Oh, did I ever show you my graph? No.
What? I have a Wi-Fi enabled scale.
Oh, my God.
So, because it's Wi-Fi enabled, it's hooked up to Apple's HomeKit.
Uh-oh.
And
yeah, Joe does weird crap like this all the time. He's like, hey, I made a complete Pokedex of what things are going to be in the future of Pokemon Go.
I mean, that's still useful. It was a fun side project.
I liked it.
I made it in FileMaker. That's what I went to the conference for.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you show it off to him?
No, I didn't show it to him.
I've used this technology. I haven't
actually used it in
for Pokemon
in a year, probably. But anyways, yeah. For anyone listening who's curious, I made like a little Pokedex app, and it was like made in the design of the actual Pokedex.
Yes.
But the cool thing about it was that I imported all the data for all the Pokemon from Gen, I think 1 through 6 or 7.
Yeah.
And I entered the calculations for Pokemon Go stats and CP.
Yes.
So I was able to predict the CPs. I mean, granted, this information is all online. It's not new stuff.
It's not a hard math problem at all.
No. And so I did this calculation inside my little app, and I made it in the design of the actual Pokedex, which is fun.
Yeah.
And the little D-pad that's on the original Pokedex.
That's
the D-pad. And I added all like the sounds and stuff to the app. So anyways, it was a fun little project for me to a little challenge for me inside this FileMaker platform.
Reminder that the Pokedex emitted radiation to stop your Pokemon from evolving if you press the B button.
Oh, right. That was the Pokedex?
Because it had the AB button and the D-pad on it. And it's like, press the B button. Okay. You have seemed to emitted a radiation that cancels out the evolution of your Pokemon.
Huh. Interesting.
Pokemon's weird, dude.
Yeah, Pokemon is weird. Like, if you go into like the Pokedex entries, there's some those things say some weird stuff.
Yeah, like the meta lore alone is just like, Team Rocket kill Cubone's mother. Oh my god.
All right, so
dark.
When did this game come out? July 2016?
16, yep.
All right, so
look at your start date. I got 12 coins out of that gym. I'm pissed.
Nice.
For me, it was July 6th because I'm on Android.
Okay. I
think you were July 4th?
All right, so on July 15th, I was 175 pounds.
Ooh, chunky boy.
Guess what I am right now?
I hope only 60.
60?
Just 60 whole pounds. Look at you.
Add 100 to that, and that's what my weight is as of yesterday.
That's not bad.
So not I lost 15 pounds playing this game. I don't need to lose much more weight than that.
I've lost 15 pounds.
my lowest actually was, I did go lower than that in the winter, oddly enough. It was like early spring. I was 154 pounds. So I actually gained a little and then dipped down again.
It's because you're staying inside too much. We got to get you out in that heat.
Yeah, well, I'm trending down again. So anyway, so at my peak weight loss, I lost like 20 pounds.
It's really good.
Yeah, it's not bad for someone who's not. I mean, I do a little bit of exercise outside of this game, but not like religiously.
The problem with me is it's helping. Like I'm losing the fat, but because of my work, I'm still gaining a ton of muscle. So I'm still sitting near 270.
Oh, yeah. That's another thing is I think I'm gaining more muscle. So that's why I'm not losing. That's why I gained a little bit of weight because I was actually doing a little bit of lifting at the gym. Not anything too crazy.
Everything's getting smaller. It's easier to fit into things.
Yeah.
But I still weigh almost 270.
Ah, I see.
So I'm not a small dude.
You're 6'2". You're not a titan dude.
I'm wide, but at the same time, like, I'm like, oh, can I be like my, because according to all this stuff, my BMI should be like, and all that, I should be around like 190.
All right, should we wrap up with reading some more emails?
Yeah, by all
means. They're all from the same person, though, so.
That's fine. We should also do the weather report.
Yeah, I guess we could look at the weather.
And I will report that Bryant Park is currently a Wingull nest.
Yes, it is.
I'm under the impression that Central Park is a Torchic nest again, because I ran into a lot.
I did see that on the Sylph Road.
And Torchic. That the Brooklyn Bridge City Hall Park is a Scyther nest.
Okay.
Which is really nice.
Yeah, we should do more of those still, though. The nest.
It's harder to do, but
it's much harder.
But that just means that we have to go out and report them.
Exactly, yeah. So I only know what one park is, because it's the only park I've been to since the nest migration.
Would you stop that? What's it, Madison Square Park?
I don't know. I haven't been there because I was off of work.
You work right around the corner.
Yes, but I wasn't at work. I was traveling. Derp. All right, what's this weather looking like?
Garbage. It's going to rain most of the week, people.
It looks pretty varied, though, so that's good. I'm not seeing any windy days. Like, the highest windy day would be, like, about 9 miles per hour. Probably not enough to go to windy mode.
Did I miss windy days?
But we're going to have some cloudy days, some sunny days, some rainy days.
It's going to rain Monday, Tuesday, possibly over the weekend, and just be hot.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be hot, just cloudy, and rainy for the most part.
I hate summer.
Yeah. I'm definitely looking forward to autumn. That's my best time of year for allergies. Best time of year because it's not humid.
Yep.
And it's just the temperature drops a little bit so that it's bearable. It's like honestly the only month or two in New York that is like comfortable outside.
Well, I mean, you get to wear the most varied clothes.
Yeah.
You get to bust out all the fun clothes.
Right, right.
Like, it's the best time to want to go outside for long periods of time to play Pokemon Go. Yep. Even though the sun is setting sooner, you're like, oh, the hell with it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm looking for it. I hope there's some really good events with that.
I hope so too, yeah. I mean, summer was fun and all, but...
Summer, man, it ramped up too hard, and then Niantic just put that wall in front of us.
Yeah.
All it sucks.
Trading event. There's a trading event going on, guys. Really, it's an event. I swear. It's super exciting.
So lazy.
Yeah, it was like the laziest event.
Like, when you launched it, this event should have happened and been going on through August. Then people would be like, yo, trading, I need to be like super duper friends with you.
Yeah.
Not, oh yeah, hey, look, trading. Eevee!
Okay, okay, all right. Here's our email from Papa Rafa.
Yes.
Hey, Joey and Adele. Thought I'd introduce myself. I'm originally from Rhode Island, but I've lived in Boston coming up 10 years. Oh, he's not in New York. That's no.
Nice. Hey, don't notice that?
What? No, I did. I did notice that. I was just saying.
Oh.
I came across your podcast because I was growing tired of a different Pokemon Go podcast I was listening to.
Yeah.
Long story short, they just had too many people contributing, and I prefer something a little less scatterbrained. Less scatterbrained than... We're less scatterbrained than something. This is like my greatest life achievement.
We can never bring KC back on. Oh, yeah, my God.
The simplicity of your show. Hey, what are you trying to say? Allows me to multitask while listening at work.
Yeah.
I've only listened to the last two episodes and decided that to add you guys right away. Mm-hmm. AKA, first impression was great. Thank you.
Thanks, dude.
I knew going in by the show's description that you guys lived in New York, and since 80% of my family still lives there, I figured on a weekend trip I can join on a raid or trade for a Torkoal. Yes, please do.
Anything you want, dude.
We're obviously reading your emails, so send us another email.
Yes.
I have those Torkoal waiting for you. probably don't have much to offer except for Alolan Muk from Bali, if you're looking for distance. Anyways, probably won't be in New York for a while as I'm expecting my first child in like 2 weeks, but I'd love to get on the Discord group if you create one to potentially join in the future.
Congrats to you, dude.
Congrats to you. That's awesome.
Yeah, really.
Creating the next generation of Pokemon fans.
God help them, please. I'm sorry they have to come into this timeline.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's interesting, like, how many different types of people play this game.
Yeah.
It's not strictly Pokemon fans, which
not
is cool.
Not at all, dude.
You know, there's 80-year-olds who are playing from their, like, little scooters. there's, like, little kids playing, too. Yep. You know, someone has to listen to
There's the businessmen. Like, the people think would be, oh, I'm running this company. I gotta run outside for a bit. There's a raid around the corner.
Right. He also had a very quick email about one other thing here. Also, super frustrating moment of the day. Traded for a Mewtwo to add to my Pokedex at lunch. Ooh. Then got this news message from Niantic at 6 p.m. It's the trading event.
Oh, no.
Missed out on 3x XP and more candy and less Stardust. That stinks, dude.
We need to trade Mewtwos.
We should hold on to our Mewtwos for a year and then trade Mewtwos.
You really want to try and get lucky Mewtwos?
I really want to try and get lucky.
But they're cheap, and we have more than one.
Let me do one more, and I'll think about it. why not wait? What's the rush?
There's a deadline.
Oh, for this event?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't matter, like, because we both have Mewtwo, though.
Yeah.
It'll be cheap anyway. Eh, whatever. Stop powering up all your stuff.
Dell, stop getting good Pokemon.
Hey, I know there's more of you listening because you all added us on the game.
Yes.
So let's hear from you, too. That'd
Send
be nice.
An email. Tell us about your community days, your experience. Who are the people you see playing the game? How many phones do they hold?
Do you agree with me about this kind of event low-key going on with these evolution Pokemon? And evolution items, for that matter.
Ooh.
Did anyone else see that? I'm curious.
Mm.
Is anyone else pissed off about the IVs for these Pokemon at Community Day?
No, I am. I don't even care about having good shiny Pokemon, especially evolutions. Like,
what would you say is the most meta-relevant evolution? I think still Vaporeon, right?
Vaporeon or Jolteon? Really Vaporeon's a good defender. Jolteon's a good attacker. Flareon is like an underdog. Still.
Yeah.
But, oh, no, I'm sorry. Espeon is the best attacker next to Jolteon.
Really?
Yes. Okay. Votes that I think they have like 130 special attack each or some crap like that. It's really high.
Yeah, but then you have Mewtwo as higher, way higher.
But Espeon's easier to... He's like your... He's a better Alakazam, worse Mewtwo.
Yeah.
Other right. than that, Sylveon's going to be really defining, and Glaceon's going to be Glass Cannon, Leafeon's going to be garbage. The end.
Okay. Spoiler alert, kids.
Sorry. All your favorite Pokemon are garbage! All
right. I think that's about it for today. Yeah, what sweet. Do you think? Well, we went on for a lot longer than I would have expected.
I still got like another hour to rant.
There was like nothing going on the past 2 weeks, and we went well over an hour again.
Because we have a lot of complaints.
Next time, Niantic. Level5radio.com is our website. Go yes. check it out. I need to go update it to put that I'm level 40 and I beat you.
It's fine. I have better Pokemon.
Yeah, whatever. You use the map more heavily.
Yeah?
When it was available.
Yeah?
I don't respect that.
It's okay. I still have better luck, too.
You do have better luck with shinies and stuff, too. I still beat you to level 40, though. So.
You lived in New York the whole time.
Oh, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, okay.
You could have caught up. You spent so much money on items and stuff, lucky eggs at the Wazoo. You could have.
But they didn't start pumping those out until after I moved here.
I'm honestly very surprised you didn't catch up. Like, I don't play that crazily.
I caught up pretty well. I was like halfway through when you hit 40. That's not bad.
Not halfway. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Oh, okay.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you whenever we decide to make a new episode.
Probably in the next 2 weeks, I'd say.
Within the next 2 weeks is a good bet.
So long.
Later.